Canada has just doubled its commercial footprint in China. The Canadian Trade Commissioner Service has opened 6 new offices in Shenyang, Qingdao, Wuhan, Nanjing, Chengdu, and Shenzhen. Starting now, Canadian companies can benefit from expanded trade, investment, and innovation partnerships with in-market and local expertise. The offices are staffed with business development experts with strong connections within each of the new cities, so Canadian companies might want to put their China strategy on the front burner if it isn't already. I'm Michael Mancini, Editor-in-Chief of Canada Export, the e-magazine of the Canadian Trade Commissioner Service. Today, we're looking at Shenzhen, a city in southeastern China with over 8 million people. It's also strategically located just north of Hong Kong. But why should your company look to Shenzhen? On the phone with me to answer that is David Bostwick, Senior Trade Commissioner at the Canadian Consulate General in Guangzhou. Thanks for being here, David.
Hi, Michael. It's great to be here.
So, David, tell me, what are the top 3 reasons Canadian companies should do business in Shenzhen?
Well, right off the top, Shenzhen was the birthplace of China's economic reforms just over 30 years ago. And at that time, the city of Shenzhen was just a sleepy fishing village bordering along Hong Kong, as you mentioned, with a population of just a few thousand. However, over the last 3 decades, it's now transformed itself into a thriving and entrepreneurial city of 8 million plus citizens with per capita income of over $14,000 Canadian. That makes it China's first developed city by OECD standards and the richest of any municipality. Given the significant disposable income amongst the citizens of Shenzhen, there are a number of different opportunities for Canadian companies in priority sectors like agri-food, seafood, beverages, and education, just to name a few.
Mm-hmm. So now you said that it became quickly one of the wealthiest cities per capita in China. Why exactly did that happen?
Well, that's due in most part to foreign direct investment. And that's my second point in terms of really why we should be doing business in Shenzhen, is that, Shenzhen really did benefit in the early days from investment from Hong Kong and Taiwan. And as of, over the last 20 years, it's really been a mecca for investment from all over the world, and has become an epicenter for global value chains. It has a reputation now as being one of the most transparent, easiest locations in mainland China to do business. And numerous Canadian companies have taken advantage of the liberal investment policies there, and continue to use the city as a base of production, both for export and increasingly for the booming Chinese domestic market.
Mm-hmm. Now, Hong Kong is usually a launching pad to China for a lot of foreign companies. Is Shenzhen typically the first place and the best stop for that mainland China launch?
Very much so. I mean, the connections with Hong Kong are tremendous. They're becoming increasingly integrated, the two cities, Hong Kong and Shenzhen. And numerous companies, not just Canadian companies, but global companies, have all looked to Shenzhen as being a base of operations for the mainland, and that continues today.
What would be an example of a liberal investment policy that in Shenzhen that might differ from another area in China?
If you wanted to register a representative office in Shenzhen for your company, it takes about 5 days. But in a bureaucracy the size of China's, 5 days is really a significant leap forward, if you will.
Okay, so just to recap quickly, your first reason was the incredible wealth that's been generated in Shenzhen. Second, it's a city built on foreign direct investment with liberal investment policies. What's your third reason?
Well, the third reason really has to do with Shenzhen being the home base of a number of leading high technology companies, the Chinese high technology companies. These include the companies like Huawei Technologies, a global telecom giant that has recently invested in Canada, BYD, which is a leader in production of cars, including clean electric autos and batteries, and they're about to actually launch some models of their cars in North America, and a company like Tencent, China's largest internet portal with a global reach. Well, these companies, they may not be household names amongst Canadian consumers. Industry players in Canada and around the world do recognize these companies as tomorrow's industry leaders. And these types of companies are very open to partnerships with Canadian technology firms. And our new office in Shenzhen can help make the right introductions in these rather large institutions.
Well, tell me why it was important for the Trade Commissioner Service to open an office in Shenzhen to begin with, as opposed to having our closest office in Guangzhou cover that territory.
Well, Guangzhou is only about an hour's train ride or high-speed train ride away from Shenzhen. We've been covering it now for a number of years from Guangzhou. We've always seen the potential for trade and investment and innovation partnerships for Canadian business in the city. But realize that through, you know, weekly visits by our trade commissioners and myself going down there back and forth to Shenzhen about once a week over the last 2.5 years, we very much realized that we needed a presence in the city, boots on the ground, if you will. Having a presence in Shenzhen, having a trade office in Shenzhen allows the Trade Commissioner Service and our trade program in South China to be have a more sustained and strategic approach to the city and to the local market. Follow-up is key for these types of things, and when we are developing trade leads for business, having our staff there and having our staff be local citizens who are well engaged within the local business community will allow us to provide a better level of service to our Canadian clients who are seeking opportunities and partnerships locally.
What would you say are some of the big challenges Canadian companies should really be prepared for when it comes to doing business in Shenzhen?
Well, like any city in China, finding the right partner, I think, is really a significant challenge. And we need to find, you need to find partners who can be trusted, who understand your business plan and understand how to develop your business locally. This can be a frustrating endeavor in a market like China where, there's a different language, a different way of doing business. There is a much larger participation by the government in doing business. And so these kind of things could be very difficult. And as well, China is becoming a very sophisticated and large market, and it's getting to be a crowded market, and so finding the right partner is key. I've got a recent case of a Canadian ICT company that knew the opportunities that were available to their company in South China and knew that their products would be of success in China, but had considerable difficulty in developing the right local contacts that had the reach to go out to potential partners and someone that they could trust to advance their technology and their business interests locally in Shenzhen. Mm-hmm. This firm decided to approach the Trade Commissioner Service in Guangzhou to seek our advice on engaging partners, and we subsequently worked with our new Trade Commissioner in Shenzhen to engage her network to ensure that they had the opportunity to meet with potential partners and people who could move their business forward in the city of Shenzhen. Through our trade commissioner's contacts, she was able to introduce them to a number of partners, one of which fit well with a Canadian company and allowed them to explore the market. We're quite happy to say that this company now is about ready to sign a significant deal that will see their products being used by a number of key players in South China. They were just the type of local clients that they were looking for.
Now, David, I'm sure we've at this point piqued the interest of hundreds, if not thousands, of Canadian companies. What should they do now? Who can they call?
Well, they should be calling Leslie Lee, who is our trade commissioner in Shenzhen. Leslie has been on the ground now since last fall, and she has a number of years' experience in business development in Shenzhen. You can find more information about her office and Leslie's contact information at tradecommissioner.gc.ca, and you'll be able to find her contact and our contact information there as well.
Perfect. And just so our listeners know, I'll have this on the Canada Export website as well. David, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Michael.
Well, that's all for this podcast edition of Canada Export. Stay tuned for our next podcast, which looks at another city in the expansion of the Canadian Trade Commissioner Service in China. As David said, don't forget to contact our office in Shenzhen, that's Leslie Lee, to find out how she can help your company. Go to tradecommissioner.gc.ca/China to do that. While you're there, you can also learn more about the other cities in the TCS expansion in China, and you might also want to contact one of our 18 regional offices across Canada for help in assessing your export readiness. I'm Michael Mancini, signing off for now.
This is a podcast from the Government of Canada.